In the headlines, a taxi driver in critical condition at the QEH after being shot and robbed in the Bayland St. Michael this morning. Police seize almost 1,000 rounds of ammunition and 4 firearms from a St. Philip man who is in court as we speak. President of the Barbados National Students Council voices major concerns at the Caribbean Development Bank Education Symposium. The Democratic Labour Party supports yesterday's launch of the Free Movement, but urges government to address key infrastructure deficits before immigration numbers increase. And the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute signs 2 memorandums of understanding to expand training and scholarship opportunities in the automotive industry. This is the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. A taxi driver from Field Place, Bayland, St. Michael, was rushed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital for emergency surgery after being shot and robbed just steps away from his home this morning. Neighbors describe the victim as extremely friendly and helpful. They say he was shot multiple times near a standpipe while washing his vehicle when he was approached by 2 masked men who demanded his jewelry. The victim and the assailants reportedly became involved in a tussle before the gunman opened fire.
It sounded like galvanized. 3 galvanized, blam, blam, blam. I thought for the man behind looking at the galvanized. But I don't know, it was, it was shots. And young people really got to straighten up their lives. They really got to straighten up their lives.
Meanwhile, residents in the area have raised concerns about what they describe as a slow police response to the shooting, claiming the assailants were able to flee easily. They also express frustration that the police service has not acted on their repeated calls for help to curb crime in their community.
Several times the police have been called to the BLN, reporting seeing younger children, teenagers and stuff out here running about with guns in the hand and giving a lot of trouble and just doing stupid nonsense. And we be calling them, they never respond. They will also, where the parents? We need to find the parents, talk to the parents. We don't know who the parents are. We need y'all to come and deal with it. So it's sad to see that it had to come to this for the police to actually respond. We've been calling these people long, not just this year. This was going on all last year, all year before. Saying that has been ongoing, never stop. That's why it's so frustrating. I'm so angry because they don't come home from work to go hear about all this. I mean, ever since we've been calling these people to tell them, listen, they got children, don't you? Here, we don't know their boat, we don't know the families, we don't know who the parents is, but we need y'all to come and deal with them because they get in trouble between neighborhood all the time.
We just call the police down here regularly and they don't come. Most of the time, you just gotta wait for them to come when they're ready. So that's what it is.
Voices of frustrated residents in Field Place, Bayland, St. Michael. Starcom Network has been reliably informed that the victim remains in critical condition. Nearly 1,000 rounds of ammunition have been seized by the police today, leading to the arrest of a man in St. Philip. The Barbados Police Service says that 41-year-old Kimani Abiola Ato Williams of Inchcape St. Philip has now been charged with possession of 991 rounds of ammunition, along with 4 counts of firearm possession. The offences were committed on September the 26th. Williams is currently appearing in the Oysters Magistrates Court. We'll have more information during the course of the afternoon. The president of the Barbados National Students Council is warning that parents and teachers must step up if the cycle of negative youth influences is to be broken. Speaking at the Caribbean Development Bank's Education Symposium under the theme Student and Youth Perspectives, Gervais Young said young people in Barbados are being shaped by a range of forces in society. The Queen's College student highlighted the influence of the public service vehicle sector on female students and raised concern about the growing number of teenage boys appearing before the courts.
In Barbados, we have this thing about vermin and all these other things, that this is not to discriminate against anybody in any particular industry, but those are the realities of what is being said on the ground. And unfortunately, especially a lot of young girls, but also young boys, but I will speak about the girls more so, you can speak on both. You're seeing a lot of young girls getting involved with men significantly older than them, who are predators, and that obviously puts them at risk for things such as teenage pregnancy, sexual assault, human trafficking, etc. And then you're seeing a lot of young boys, and I mean, it was very disappointing to see it. Within the last week, I think there were over 5 young men who were arrested on burglary charges under the age of 18 years old in Barbados. And that speaks to some level of indoctrination taking place as well.
Young also pointed to parents and teachers directly for a solution for the ongoing issues.
The PTAs have to become more involved, but first the PTAs have to become more structured. And I'm speaking purely from a policy sense. I think that Barbados needs a psychological evaluation, and I've said so. But if you want to speak about policy, I think the ministry and the stakeholders have to put emphasis on trying to get the PTAs in order. So there's a level of community that's built, and then we could address what the problems are. First thing, figure out what the problems are. And then from there, I think that once those different frameworks are put into place, we could work towards addressing the issues. But parents have to be held accountable, and students have to be able to feel safe and feel as though they could communicate their feelings to their parents or the teachers, who sometimes end up acting as parents as well.
President of the Barbados National Students Council, Jervai Young, in the lunchtime edition. The Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology is advancing training and employment opportunities in the automotive sector with the signing of two new agreements. The first Memorandum of Understanding, signed with Federal Motors Limited, will provide an annual scholarship for one student. Principal Ian Drake says the partnership signed this morning will create pathways for education and employment in the industry.
This opportunity gives some persons who may even have financial struggles the opportunity that they can come in, grab an opportunity to be fully, gainfully training and then gainfully employed, because the automotive industry have exploded with the combustion moving to hybrid and electrics. And therefore, we need more technicians. We get a lot of demands from the garages. It takes a while, because at the SJPI, you have to spend at least a minimum of 3 years to be fully certified. And so this would help finance those persons who may not have been geared up for those 3 years.
The second agreement, signed with Elevate AutoCare, will ensure students gain hands-on training from the start of their course. Mr. Drake says this initiative will expose them to diagnostics, repairs, and equipment installation while building experiences through internships.
This also gives them that segue so that they have an opportunity to select one of the premier industries that will be thriving as they grow. They will grow with that industry. And I believe that with such will be a positive understanding and endeavor for the training institution, where I'm able to say to students, after you come on board at the SJPI, this is what is next. The opportunity to be trained in the experiential areas of the automotive industry and to upgrade your skills from just the ordinary workshop to the live aspect with Elevate Care on board.
That's the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute principal, Ian Drakes. The Democratic Labour Party says it supports CARICOM's new free movement initiative, but is urging Prime Minister Mia Motley to first fix pressing problems in the health sector. Christchurch South candidate Corey Greenidge says while the party welcomes the removal of restrictions across Belize, Dominica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Barbados, government must urgently address challenges at home. According to Greenidge, some critical sectors are already under strain and need to be stabilized before, in his words, the gates fly open.
The Prime Minister says that we are ready, but has she considered a public health system plagued with excessive wait times, unsafe work environments for nurses, lack of critical care equipment and an aging infrastructure? Has the Prime Minister considered that despite reported low unemployment that is filled with part-time and short-hour jobs and a significant underemployment for university graduates? Has the Prime Minister considered the housing challenges for low and middle income Barbadians? The well-being of the Barbadian people must come first. Madam Prime Minister, demonstrate that your government can solve these systematic problems before flinging the doors wide open and making those problems worse.
Attorney at law in Christchurch South, DLP candidate Corey Greenidge. Our top stories. A taxi driver in critical condition at the QEH after being shot and robbed in the Bayland St. Michael this morning. Police seized almost 1,000 rounds of ammunition and 4 firearms from a St. Philip man. And in an update to that, the man has been remanded to Dodds Prison and the matter has been transferred to the District C Magistrates Court for Thursday, the 30th of October. President of the Barbados National Student Council voices major concerns at the CDB Education Symposium. The Democratic Labour Party supports yesterday's launch of free movement, but urges government to address key infrastructure deficits before immigration numbers increase. And the SJPI signs two MOUs to expand training and scholarship opportunities in the automotive industry. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. For more information and the picture element, you can visit our website at starcomnetwork.net or on Instagram, you can follow us at Starcom Network News. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397. To receive breaking news, like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.